Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the Packers are getting ready for a trip to Dallas to face the Cowboys. And, Mike, you have a track record of winning close games in rather dramatic fashion at AT&T Stadium. Are you ready for some more?
Definitely. It's been a great stadium for us. It's obviously the Super Bowl victory down there. And, boy, the last two games against Dallas have been barn burners, or however how you want to describe it. So every game's different. We're just staying focused on their football team and really what they've done of late, specifically in the St. Louis game. But just a great atmosphere to play.
Mike, you use video a lot in your coaching and the meetings and so forth. Will any of those three games you mentioned, will they make it into your video presentations? Do they make a difference now?
Definitely. Now, as far as schematically preparing you for the game, very little. We have red zone preparation that you do want to see yourself against them, just because of the history, particularly like our offense against their defense with Rob Marinelli. You know, you look at all those different things. But the actual highlight tape that you use the night for the game, we'll definitely use some of the games that we played in down there. But, you know, you want the green shirts and the white shirts, and you know, you want it to look. You're trying to prepare the players that get ready to play in the environment they're getting ready to play against, in and then against the people they're getting ready to play against.
Cowboys come into the game 2-2. What are you seeing from them?
I mean, very, very good football team, very talented football team. You start with their offense, the quarterback, the run game. They have playmakers that, on all levels. So I'm very impressed with their ability to both run it and throw it. The action QB movement game, they do extraordinarily a very good job there offensively. Special teams is tough, pretty bunch. A good returner. And defensively, it's about that defensive line. They got a 9-man rotation. They play with high energy, and they do a very good job flying to the football.
A stat that jumped out at me when I was looking at it was Ezekiel Elliott averaging just 3.6 a carry this season. We're talking about a guy that averaged 5-plus as a rookie. What are you seeing from him? Is that him, or they've made some changes up front? What's going on there?
Well, they're playing with a little different offensive line this year, but you know, I think the most important thing, I get the 3.6, but he's getting the touches. And obviously a great player. You can see that last year. More of a focus of getting the ball coming out of the backfield in the passing game, so you're seeing more of that. So, and that's obviously what you look for in the second year. But yes, it starts there, and he's definitely a focal point for our defense.
Another big name on the Dallas offense is certainly Dez Bryant. However, I got to respect this guy. Jason Witten is their leading receiver, and the guy's in his 15th year. 35 years old. I mean, hats off to Jason Witten, even though he is a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, he's the same guy every time you line up against him. Very crafty, very instinctive, good blocker, just a really good football player. He'll be a main target in the passing game. Same with Dez Bryant. You know, he put up good numbers last week against the Rams. So, like I said, I mean, it starts up front with them. They got an excellent offensive line. They can run it. They can throw it. They got playmakers on all levels.
Now, Rod Marinelli is a longtime NFL veteran, their defensive coordinator, and you've faced him a bunch of times. In those kind of situations, do you have to come up with something startlingly new, or how do you address that where it's familiar foes?
A lot of history there. I go back to when he was in Tampa and I was in New Orleans, and so when you do go against a coach, he's obviously in Chicago before he went down to Dallas. So, you're really focused on the players. You are conscientious of what you've done against them in the past. Obviously, we played them twice last year. So you're really focused on the concepts and trying to be smart there as far as variations of concepts. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure we give our players opportunities. It starts up front. We got to get the run game going, and off of that, the action pass game, and make sure Aaron's getting his touches and having the opportunities to produce points through the passing game.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with the leading sacker in Green Bay Packers history. Don't go away.
Looking downfield, he's hit. Yeah. He's sacked by Clay Matthews. Ball pops loose.
For me, I've always taken pride in my work, being more than just a sack guy, being someone who can stop the run, be able to hold my own on the edge against tight ends. On top of that, be able to play in coverage on slot receivers. So I really do take pride in that, being an all-around player.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, the leading sacker in Green Bay Packers history. Has a certain ring to it, doesn't it, Clay?
It does. It really does. fortunate to have accumulated enough hits on quarterbacks to have that record, but hopefully we can add a few more this upcoming week.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because after the game, you acknowledge the fact you do something for the first time in Green Bay Packer history. It's special, but you wanted to hold back on the going crazy about anything because the job for Clay Matthews is not finished yet. Did I read that right?
No, I think that's correct. You know, I have a lot of people coming up to me congratulating me on breaking this record. But, I mean, we're only in week four of the season, going on to week five. So, for me, I feel like there's still so much more to obtain. And the goals, it's an amazing milestone. I'm sure it's one that I'll appreciate after the fact, as I said. But I think right now we're in the thick of things, and you know my job is to continue to get after the quarterback, continue to stop the run. So for me, it's a great accomplishment. It's a pat on the back, but you know we got to keep this thing going.
Yeah, and I also thought at the moment that night, the thing of more significance to you was what it did to the game. I mean, that play, and then the result, and you give the offense the ball on the three. Your offense on the three, come on. And that game was never the same. I thought you really enjoyed the fact that it had a huge impact on the game.
Right. We go into every game with kind of the same mentality. It's stop the run, get after the quarterback. And Chicago have been playing very well despite the, you know, 1-2 record. You know, they've been running the ball extremely well, and we knew they were going to try and shorten the game and you know, run it down our throats. But we got up 7-0, obviously had that sack cause fumble. You know, getting the ball back on the 3-yard line and scoring makes it 14-0, which is a game that the opposition doesn't want to keep running it. They need to open it up. And then they had the muffed snap and then the interception by Haha, and then things kind of got out of hand. And, you know, that's what we try and do. We try and turn the game to put it in our favor and make it one-dimensional. And, you know, I felt that's what we did. We did a great job.
Clay, I thought this spoke volumes about your game. Okay, that's one play, the forced fumble strip and all that good stuff. That's one play. Very next defensive play, it's a run, you know, like the blue-collar stuff. It's a run right at you. Tight end, one-on-one, hand server him, shock him, set him. Jordan Howard, stop for no gain. I thought that spoke volumes because you take pride in being not just a pass rusher, but an all-around football player.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, especially some of these guys who have sacks and they start creeping up, they're close to, you know, 100-plus sacks, you know, are known as just sack artists, and they're kind of a one-trick pony. But for me, I've always taken pride in my work being more than just a sack guy, being someone who can stop the run, be able to hold my own on the edge against tight ends, and not only hold the edge, but make plays. And on top of that, be able to play in coverage on slot receivers or tight ends running up the middle. So I really do take pride in that, being an all-around player. And I think that's shown by the simple fact that I'm able to play inside linebacker or rush over a guard or a center or play outside. So I really do take pride in that. And, you know, it's something I try and hold my hat on, as being an all-around player.
I got to ask you about something else. This is already your ninth season. I mean, time goes fast. And I remember you as a rookie, and you were like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, you never stopped moving. And you know what's kind of crazy, Clay? Here in year nine, you're still kind of that way. Like when guys are taking a knee and watching, you're doing push-ups. Now, what's going on? Are you still you still got that Energizer Bunny? What's the deal?
Yeah, no, I one of the things I think I'm good about is, you know, realizing my strengths and weaknesses and being true to myself. And I honestly feel like the same player I was my rookie year. And, you know, I think that's a great thing. I don't feel like I've slowed down one bit. And, you know, had some injuries and stuff, some obstacles to overcome along the way. But I feel really good, and I feel good about where I'm at in my career. And I know it's year nine, but I feel like I have many more years to contribute to this organization. So hopefully we can keep that feeling going and you know, keep this ball moving.
Final thing for you, Clay. Give us, just between us, who's doing the heavy lifting in the State Farm commercials? You or Aaron Rodgers? Who's doing the heavy lifting?
I mean, you've seen the product. It's me. You know, I know Aaron's the State Farm guy. He's their spokesman. But when you turn those commercials on, I think everybody realizes I'm carrying the weight there. So we have another one that's coming out here shortly. I think everyone's really going to appreciate the next one as well. So I think everyone will look forward to that.
Clay, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having
success.
Me, Larry. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Hand off Jones up the middle, blasting into the end zone. Touchdown! Aaron Jones, his first career touchdown. 20-0, Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, Clinton Dix intercepts a pass. Aaron Rodgers hits Jordy Nelson for 58 yards. It's first and goal at the 2. What do you got dialed up?
Well, we jumped back into our goal line offense. We had been in it early in the game. We threw the ball, so we knew what to expect. So we went with our top run in the game plan, and it's 93 ISO, actually to the left wing rifle. So he's going to take care of the support element there. So we're going to run the ball off the double team. You can see Aaron Jones is nice and deep. It's just an old school. I think you might have ran this play in your day.
Yeah, it looks fairly familiar.
Yeah, the old ISO play. So
three tight ends, a fullback. We're talking old school here, Mike.
Absolutely. We used to call it tank personnel. Now we call it 23 for two backs and three tight ends. So you can see the double team by Corey Lucas Patrick. All right, that's the stress point of the run blocking unit. That's really where we want to run the football. You can see that Rip is going to have the front side backer. The double team is going to come up here to the backside linebacker. But we have some penetration on the play, and it's just a great read by Aaron here. So you can see the double team to the front side. Aaron does a great job getting the ball as deep as possible. Rip is running off the double team to the front side linebacker, and we should probably jump to the end zone.
Okay.
It's a lot better look here.
There we go.
There you go. So you can see right here, we got the double team here to the front side. You know, that's where we want to run the football. Rybkowski is going to go through the B gap, you know, play side linebacker. The double team is going to go to the backside linebacker. But we get penetration. That's the toughest block in the run scheme. Jari has some tough duty there, but you can see he flattens the one technique across the hole, and it's just a great read. But you can see the jump cut. People talk about jump cut, natural run instincts. You can see Aaron right here. Jump cut and get right back to the double team. I mean, and it's just a very instinctive run, old school downhill football, and that's what you're looking for. That's a job well done.
Real subtle second cut by Aaron Jones getting behind Corey Linsley. Want to ask you one other thing, my man. Loco Lucas Patrick. Now, this dude right here, I mean, he is a finisher. And this is another great example. If you run it, he is a finisher. He keeps going to the echo of the whistle and then some. I mean, watch him. I mean, he's burying that dude. He's not happy until he sticks him in the end zone.
And you talk about scoring with your man, and that's a great example of it.
All right, and I think it gave you guys a 21-0 lead. Coming up, we're going to hand out game balls. Don't go away.
Crumbled up, Dan works around the block, and he's knocked down. Loss of a yard or two. Morgan Burnett got over to make the hit.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, this past week you took the annual team photo. Now, back in my day, that could be quite the zoo. Have you got it organized where everybody knows where to go and that kind of stuff?
It definitely is very organized. Our PR department does an extraordinary job there. I can't say enough. Actually, this was the quickest that it was ever done this year. But more importantly, how did James Campen work out in the photos? Did you notice that?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah.
How did he look?
Well, it's something different. You might want to take a look at it. It's different than the other 11 years. So, you know, James, this is a special picture for him this year.
All right, now it's time to hand out game balls, Mike, and this is going to be my favorite game ball all year. Who gets it offensively for the Bear game?
Your favorite group, the offensive line.
All right.
I'll tell you, they've played a heck of a game. I can't say enough about just with all the changes on a short week. They just kept us in a healthy game plan throughout the game. So great job to all five of those guys.
How about defensively? Who gets it?
Morgan Burnett and Clay Matthews. Obviously, Clay jumped into the history books, and Morgan just continues to do so much for our defense. So we felt both those guys were deserving of a game ball.
Now, one of these years, the electorate has to wise up and put Morgan Burnett in the Pro Bowl. That guy is a fantastic football player. He does so much for the Green Bay Packers.
Definitely, and he's calling the defenses now. Well, he's in charge of the huddle. The communication, this is the best it's ever been in my time here, so I can't say enough about Morgan Burnett.
And finally, who gets the game ball special teams-wise?
It's Kendricks. I mean, you like to see your veteran players contribute. He did a couple good things there with the big block on the return and had the and also had a tackle. So we just felt that his play style and his contribution this week was excellent.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, with the injuries you guys have dealt with so far, do you really know what this team can do yet?
Well, I think this is kind of a normal year, Larry. I mean, it's the first quarter of your season's completed. You go through the phase of unscouted looks. Everybody thinks they're a really good team, and you come out of training camp on different levels and so forth, and we're no different. So, but I'll say this, the benefit is we've been able to play so many players, and I think this is an experience for our younger players that will benefit us as we move forward. But what I like about our team is we know there's a lot of room for improvement. So it'd be great to have a full week practice and an extra day, bonus day, to get ready for the Cowboys. And we're going into a tough building, and we need to go get this win.
Mike, good luck against those Cowboys. Thank you, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.